You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and insightful daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and refined product markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the U.S. energy landscape.
Monday, June 29, 2026. I want more. Surge in data centers helping drive natural gas demand in the Northeast. Published by Lisa Scheidler. One of the biggest stories in the energy world right now is the rise of data centers and the massive amounts of electricity they require. It's happening everywhere, but the Northeast stands out because big data center projects are clustering near existing high-voltage lines, major substations, natural gas-fired generation and pipeline corridors. Some states already have large, mature hubs, while others are just starting to show up on the map. In today's RBN blog, we zero in on the part of the Northeast with the heaviest concentration of these power-hungry campuses, while also previewing our latest drill-down report on the changing dynamics in the Northeast gas market. After being in virtual limbo for the past couple of years, the Northeast gas market is reawakening. Pipeline projects to expand connectivity between Appalachia and demand centers are moving forward for the first time in years, including into the previously off-limits New York/New Jersey and New England market areas. Regional flow dynamics are poised to shift as expansions debottleneck production and pathways out of the Appalachia-producing region, deepening seasonal patterns. At the same time, structural changes, such as coal retirements and new data centers, are driving additional gas demand, and we're already seeing more gas-related projects in areas where data centers are planned or under construction. In today's blog, we're calling out the heavy hitters among the 14 Northeast states, the places where big data center clusters already exist and more are planned. As we detailed in Sweet Virginia, the center of the data center universe is Virginia. The state was the pioneer for data centers and has been home to them since the 1990s, long before most people even knew what a data center was. Virginia has more than 550 data centers, with some estimates at well over 600. Northern Virginia already hosts the world's largest concentration of data centers, anchored by Loudoun and neighboring counties, and industry estimates suggest the state's installed and committed capacity runs into the multi-gigawatt range, far beyond any other state, with the potential to significantly alter the region's supply/demand picture, a topic examined in our new report. There are many thousands of megawatts already online, mostly serving hyperscalers like Amazon, Digital Realty, Equinix, Google, Microsoft, and QTS. Meta's 500 megawatts Henrico facility near Richmond gives a sense of the scale of individual sites. What keeps pushing Virginia to the top of every list, though, are the development plans. There are hundreds of additional projects planned that would add tens of gigawatts of capacity, including multiple campuses in the 1 to 3 gigawatts range, such as Microsoft's Gainesville project in Prince William County, Amazon's North Creek Tech Campus in Louisa County, and Track's Big Build in Hanover County. As Loudoun County, a primary suburb of the nation's capital, runs short on land and available power, new campuses are also spilling into nearby Prince William, Fauquier, Culpeper, Stafford, and Frederick counties. Virginia remains the epicenter of PJM's data center-driven load growth. PJM, the regional grid operator for much of the Mid-Atlantic and parts of the Midwest, expects the Dominion Energy Service territory in Virginia to see the biggest jump in peak electricity demand on its system through 2030, largely because of data centers. To handle that growth, PJM has signed off on major transmission upgrades, including several billion dollars of new lines and substations in Virginia aimed at maintaining reliability and pushing more power into Northern Virginia. On the natural gas side, TC Energy's recently announced Appalachia Supply Project would add at least 800 million cubic feet per day, and potentially up to 2 BCF per day, of capacity on the Columbia Gas Transmission, CGT system, which serves Virginia and the broader Appalachian region. Ohio has emerged as one of the nation's leading data center markets. The footprint is concentrated in Franklin and Licking counties in central Ohio, where Amazon, Google, Meta, Microsoft and other hyperscalers have established major campuses in the Columbus area. The state has more than 209 facilities statewide, including around 114 in Columbus and another 26 in Cincinnati. Developers' plans in Ohio are ambitious, and more than 40 projects could add over 15 gigawatts of capacity, with much of the growth centered in Licking County and surrounding areas in central Ohio. That demand is starting to reshape the state's gas infrastructure. TC Energy's Appalachia Supply Project, mentioned above, would also serve Ohio. Another proposal, Tennessee Gas Pipeline's Borealis Project, one of many regional projects detailed in our new report, aims to meet rising gas demand in southwestern Ohio and nearby portions of Indiana and Kentucky, much of it tied to new power generation. Pennsylvania, another state highlighted in our new report, could quietly be turning into one of the most important data center stories in the country. The current footprint is modest, but the development plans are massive and increasingly tied to both existing gas assets and new pipeline concepts. Pennsylvania's current data center portfolio includes more than 100 sites, with more than 50 around Philadelphia alone, but at about 333 megawatts of combined capacity, most are smaller sites rather than giant campuses. The largest single facility in the region is Tier Point's Valley Forge site at around 23 megawatts. Across the state, the roughly 11 operating hyperscale facilities and about 95 megawatts of reported capacity underline how early Pennsylvania still is in the big campus buildout. There are roughly 40 planned projects representing nearly 20 gigawatts of proposed capacity, including a string of large campuses along the Central Pennsylvania Corridor in Cumberland, York, and Lancaster counties, and a massive facility in Homer City in Indiana County. More on that in a moment. Developers also are pitching several 150 to 500 megawatt sites in places like Cameron, Center, Clearfield, Lycoming, and Potter counties. What actually gets built is up in the air. Governor Josh Shapiro has been pushing policies aimed at ensuring that large data centers and other major loads pay for the generation and grid infrastructure they require, rather than dumping those costs onto ratepayers. At the same time, Pennsylvania's position as a leading Marcellus Utica producer makes it a natural candidate for data center developments paired with dedicated generation and gas infrastructure. One of the clearest examples is the redevelopment of Homer City, where developers plan a roughly 4.5 gigawatts gas-fired generation and data center campus that will leverage access to major interstate pipeline systems, including Texas Eastern and Eastern Gas Transmission and Storage. Another is Yugi Energy Services' partnership with Prime Data Centers in Pennsylvania's Northern Tier, which is planning a dedicated natural gas pipeline, related infrastructure, and an on-site generation component to support a large AI and high-performance computing-focused campus. New York's data center footprint is large but fragmented. Across the state, there are more than 130 existing facilities, including solo and enterprise sites, with the heaviest concentrations in the Albany, Buffalo, New York City, and Rochester areas. Core operators include DataBank, Digital Realty, and Equinix, with steady expansion around NYC. Around 25 planned projects could add nearly 10 gigawatts of compute capacity, driven largely by proposals in the western part of upstate New York, Erie, and Monroe counties, where power availability and land are more favorable. Several projects illustrate that shift. Terra Wolf continues to expand its Lake Mariner campus, while projects like the Niagara Digital Campus and Stream Stamp site point to 100 to 250 megawatt scale builds tied to AI. DataBank is also expanding in Orangeburg to support downstate New York. That said, the outlook is uncertain. State lawmakers have advanced legislation that could slow or pause approvals for large data centers, and the New York Independent System Operator, NYISO, which runs the state's bulk power grid and wholesale market, is sorting through a surge of new projects that would put even more strain on an already tight grid. On the natural gas side, there are several potential projects under consideration in New York and New Jersey and New England too. As detailed in our new report, those markets were essentially considered off-limits to development until recent years. New Jersey has more than a dozen operating data centers totaling around 330 megawatts, with activity concentrated around the New York City metro corridor. The market is anchored by established co-location players like DataBank, CenterSquare, CollegeOx, Iron Mountain, and QTS, which continue to expand capacity near key network hubs. Development is picking up quickly. About five planned projects could add another 340 megawatts, led by larger builds such as DataOne's 100 megawatts campus and two QTS projects totaling roughly 135 megawatts. CoreWeave is converting a former Merck site in Kenilworth, near Newark, into a high-density AI facility, while the DataOne/Nebius campus in Vineland, near Philadelphia, is being built out in phases, with capacity that could reach 300 megawatts, tied to major hyperscale demand. Some proposals have faced local pushback, including a now-rejected project in New Brunswick, near NYC, and there is growing scrutiny around power demand, water use, and community impacts. The state's gas network is already well-connected to Appalachian supply through systems like the Texas Eastern, Transco, Tennessee, and Columbia corridors. Again, for details, see our new report. The Northeast data center story still includes a host of states with even smaller data center footprints but are hungry to grow. In an upcoming blog, we will turn to those up-and-comers and walk through how even a handful of large campuses could meaningfully shift local power markets and gas demand. For more on our newest drill-down report, titled Wake Me Up, visit rbnenergy.com. I Want More was written by Kaleo's lead vocalist and guitarist, J.J. Julius Sun, and appears as the first song on side C of Kaleo's third studio album, the double LP, Surface Songs. The song is about yearning for something more meaningful and reaching a deeper level of commitment. Released as a single in Iceland in January 2020, it reached number 4 on the Icelandic singles chart. Personnel on the record were J.J. Júlíusson, lead vocals, guitar, Daniel Christensen bass, Ruben Pollock, lead guitar, backing vocals, Davio Antonsson, drums, percussion, backing vocals, and Gaukur Davison, harmonica, various instruments. Surface Sounds is a double LP and the third studio album of Kaleo. It was recorded at a variety of studios in North America, South America, and Europe, and produced by Júlíusson and Dave Cobb. Sun spent 2 years globe-hopping to write songs about trouble and redemption for the album, hoping that each new locale he recorded at would bring a fresh flavor to the record. The album was released in April 2021 and went to number 102 on the Billboard 200 albums chart. 5 singles were released from the LP. Kaleo is a blues rock band formed in Mosfellsbar, Iceland, in 2012 by Júlíusson, Dan Christensen, Davio Antonsson, Ruben Pollock, and Gaukur Davison. Kaleo means the voice in Hawaiian. In 2013, the band signed with Icelandic record label Sina and released their debut album. After successful performances at South by Southwest, the band relocated to Austin, Texas in 2015, and signed with Elektra Records in the US. They have released 4 studio albums and 17 singles. They have sold more than 1 million records worldwide. They released their latest album, Mixed Emotions, in May 2025. They continue to record and tour and are currently on their way Down We Go/Mixed Emotions tour in North America.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.